As Phil Green shows, it takes steady measuring to craft a good cocktail. You got to get the ratios right. It's the same with food, and Chef Michael Ruhlman wants to hammer that idea into the heads of home cooks.
I want people to understand the fundamentals of cooking. When we understand the fundamentals, we can do anything.
Michael Ruhlman has written or co-written 13 cookbooks, most of them recipe books, but he's now trying to wean home cooks away from recipes. He wants people like you and me to memorize simple ratios, basic number combinations like 3-1, or 3 parts meat, 1 part fat for sausage, or 3-2 for a soup stock, 3 parts water to 2 parts bones. Michael Ruhlman's new book is called Ratio. He joined me earlier this week at one of D.C.'s hottest restaurants, Proof. We sat down just as the lunch crowd thinned out.
What do you want people to learn from this book?
I want them to understand the interrelated nature of all the basic fundamentals that we use. How bread dough works. Bread dough is basically 5 parts flour, 3 parts water. You need a little yeast, you need a little salt, but people use different amounts of those. But you need to stick to the 5-3 flour-to-water ratio, and that's what gives you a bread dough.
Now you've written, or you sort of suggested in the book, that you want to free people from the shackles of recipes. What do you mean by that?
I think that people can get too dependent on recipes, that they believe that if they miss a step or if they have a tablespoon and a half rather than a tablespoon, that it's all going to go kerplooey. That's not true.
Michael, you've written cookbooks, co-written cookbooks. You've written other books about food. How did you come to decide to write a book about the ratios involved in cooking?
This book has been gestating for 10 years. When I was at the Culinary Institute of America writing a book called The Making of a Chef, I interviewed an old German chef named Uwe Hessner. He was the leader of the skills classes, all the fundamentals classes, and he sort of waved dismissively at a shelf bulging with cookbooks and said, I can show you everything that is on this shelf in 2 pages. And I said, this I'd like to see. And so he turned around, handed me a sheet of ratios that he'd made for his skills classes because he'd gotten tired of seeing his kids, his students, always having their head in books, always chained to their recipes. He said, if you know the ratio and a basic technique, you don't need books.
All right. So now we're going to prepare 2 items this afternoon. What are we going to do?
We're going to do the quiche Lorraine, which requires 2 ratios, the custard ratio and the pie dough ratio.
Great. Let's head to the kitchen.
The kitchen staff is already chopping and roasting and prepping for the dinner rush. We've taken over a patch of real estate in the corner of the kitchen. On the cutting board, Ruhlman lays out the basic ingredients for cooking with the ratio method. Butter, flour, milk, oil, cream, and eggs. And now, we're ready to start the quiche.
So we're making the pie dough right now.
We're making a basic pie dough, a basic 3-2-1 pie dough. It's 3 parts flour, 2 parts fat, 1 part water.
Well, what's the difference between a pie dough and, you know, pasta dough or bread dough, for example? How different are the ratios?
The ratios are fairly similar, actually. There's almost no difference between a pie dough and a biscuit dough, for instance. A biscuit dough is a pie dough, only the water and fat are reversed. When you understand ratios, you understand the interconnectedness of all our fundamental products in the kitchen.
When the pie dough is ready, Ruhlman rolls it out about 1/4 inch thickness. And here's the important part. You have to use a mold with really high sides, at least 2 inches. So you might want to invest in a cake pan.
No, it's important for people to realize that a proper quiche really needs depth so that you can appreciate the texture of a custard. Got a bad rap here in America because someone convinced us that we could make it in a pie plate.
I see.
And we're going to taste how good a quiche can be.
And by the way, we will have the recipe for your quiche Lorraine at our website, npr.org.
Excellent, excellent.
The crust has to blind bake for about 15 minutes before you can add the custard and the filling, so it goes into a hot oven, and we move on to frying up some rough-cut slab bacon.
There's no better smell on earth, I think, than bacon cooking.
And then we start sautéing slivers of onion. And while those 2 ingredients cook up, we can use our ratios to make the custard.
For something to be called a custard, it has to have a few basic things.
It has to have a liquid, and it has to have an egg. If you take away the egg, or if you take away the liquid, you don't have a custard. So that's what these ratios try to do, to get down to the very essence of cooking.
And custard ratio is 1-2. 1 part egg to 2 parts liquid. In this case, a mixture of milk and cream. Measured carefully on the scale.
Bingo.
So what happens if you ignore the ratio here, if you add more milk or you add more
If you went overboard and weren't paying attention and added too much liquid, there's a chance that your custard wouldn't set up. If you added too little liquid, it might be too dense, too firm. What's great about a custard is the texture, that satiny, voluptuous texture.
The pie crust is now out of the oven and ready to be filled. So Ruhlman pours in half the custard, then he layers on half the onions and bacon and some grated Gruyere cheese. He repeats until the custard almost overflows the edge of the flaky crust. Then he pops it into the oven, 325 degrees, for about 90 minutes to 2 hours. Low and slow. It's worth the wait.
That looks absolutely delicious.
Why does it look delicious?
Because it has this golden crust and it has this
quivering, quaking. That's how you know it's a good quiche. It should quiver. It's just, it's the world's greatest pie, the quiche.
And though this was far and away the most delicious quiche I've ever eaten, it was pretty easy to make using two simple ratios. 3:2:1 for the crust and 1:2 for the custard. The other flavors? Well, that depends on your creativity. Michael Ruhlman's new book is Ratio, the simple codes behind the craft of everyday cooking. And special thanks to Chef Haider Karum and the staff of Proof here in Washington, D.C. for letting us take over part of their kitchen.